We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
That is right. It is time to chat with Stu Mack. I'm Scott Jagow. Glad to be here with Stu.
Hey, I love to be here with you.
All right,
thank you. This isn't a rhyming segment, although it is about words and their origins.
We like to talk about words and phrases. So this week, we decided to look into the origin of some common phrases.
The beginnings.
And
the genesis.
Just kind of have a little conversation about it.
Can't wait.
So, for example, let's start with this one.
Okay.
Bite the bullet. You know, of course, it means to accept something difficult or unpleasant.
Just yeah, I've got
bite the bullet.
Bite the bullet. Do you actually eat lead?
Do you know where it comes from, though? You want to take a guess?
I'm going to take a guess here. In war times, okay. It's war related.
Yeah.
And I would say a flintlock type rifle, maybe, where they would bite down on something and stuff it into their gun, and then it would help them. Am I close?
You're close.
Okay.
You're
give me a point,
okay,
Scott.
I'll give you a point for that. But actually, it was during battle.
Okay.
The doctors would ask the patient to bite down on a bullet when they didn't have anesthesia.
Oh.
So
they just grabbed a bullet
to distract them from the pain.
Here, put a lead thing in your mouth.
Yeah.
This will work. They really did bite on an actual bullet.
Yeah. So another one is butter someone up.
It's food related?
No.
Lard?
To impress someone with flattery is the definition, of course. But the origin is from ancient India. It's a religious thing. The devout would throw butter balls at the statues of their gods to seek favor and forgiveness.
So the gods love butter.
They butter them up.
They butter them up. They're throwing butter balls up there?
Yeah.
Like butterball turkeys, just throwing them up there?
I guess they like the statues like butter and barking up the wrong tree.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure I got this one. This has got to be with a dog that is chasing a squirrel, and the squirrel goes up one tree and the dog's barking at another.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for hunting.
Boom. For hunting squirrels?
Well, hunting
maybe
anything
fox
that can climb up a tree. All right, here's another one.
Yeah.
To give a cold shoulder.
Cold shoulder. Now, this one, I didn't learn until later in life because I just ignored it. That wasn't a joke, but it was also a joke.
Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. Okay. I'm so lost. Yeah, they
it
could
dates
be
back to the early 1800s.
Okay.
It refers to an old custom of giving an unwelcome guest a cold piece of meat from the shoulder of mutton, pork, or beef chop, as opposed to a welcome guest receiving a warm serving. So it was a polite way to say, get the hell out of here.
It's like, you are here not as a guest, but I'll give you a little, at least they're giving them something.
I mean,
they're not throwing butter at their face. They're giving them the cold shoulder.
Yeah,
so it's actually a shoulder of meat.
Yeah, it is.
So the day after Thanksgiving, wait a minute, do turkeys have shoulders?
I don't know.
I mean, technically, maybe.
I don't think so.
You know how they got the big map of meat and you can cut out certain. I don't know if they have like a shoulder of meat from the turkey.
I don't think so.
We'll have to call Butterball Hotline later.
I see the answer. Go the whole nine yards. This is not a football term.
Oh, come on, Jacob. That's exactly what I was going to say. Is this related to a sport? Any sport?
No, it's not.
It's not any sport at all?
Nothing.
Well, that's stupid. It should be like cricket or something.
I assumed it was something about football, go the whole nine yards.
Or
it was
some
like first,
ancient Aztecian.
Second and nine, and you go the whole nine yards to get the first down. But that's not where it comes from.
Okay.
You want to hear where it comes from?
Yes. Okay. I'm waiting now.
Of course, most of these, for some reason, come from war. During World War II, the fighter pilots were equipped with 9 yards of ammunition. When they ran out, it meant that they had done their best to defeat the target.
Yeah.
They used all the ammunition they had.
All 9 yards.
They gave it all their 9 yards, and that's what it means.
That's so fascinating. So, what a weird way to measure bullets, though.
All right, I'll wrap up with some common phrases. You know my background in horse racing, so I always like to tell people. Thank you. I always like to
and
tell.
And they're off. There goes Scott Jacob around the first corner. Microphone number one. No, he's passing number two.
I like to tell people that there are common phrases they use every day that come from horse racing. So here's a few.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. I love this stuff.
Okay, so across the board.
Okay, it's the big board that shows the different.
It means betting, win, place, and show.
Oh, okay.
So totally bet across the board. Hands down.
Hands down.
Hands down, that's the best pizza I've ever eaten.
Right.
That comes from jockeys letting their hands down when they had a big lead in a race. letting the reins go a little bit.
They're just like, I'm owning this so much.
Hands down, I'm going to win this race.
Wow, okay.
Other ones, like give and take, dates back a few hundred years, I think, in terms of the beginning of horse racing. It was like a...
What does it mean?
It was a plate that they would race for. It was called the give and take plate.
Tradition.
Somehow it became... It got into the lexicon.
The lexicon.
The lexicon.
Hey, we're going to create
That's what we're talking about here. The lexicon.
Yeah. We're electionaries here.
We are down to the wire in this segment. We're in the home stretch. It's neck and neck. And now I'm going to call it. We are over the finish line.
Yeah. And, I'll just continue barking up the wrong tree. Butterball.
Butterball.